Bundesliga is generic, and it's really challenging for us when people group us all into one, like it's all the same everywhere. It's really regionally based, and policing is different at different areas. It's even different at different parts of Colorado. So if people want to work in a mountain town community and they want to live in one of all our CMC service areas, they should really come to us. If they want to work in the Front Range or a bigger city, they should seek out a police academy in that area, because that's the style of policing that they're going to learn. For us, you're going to learn a lot more of the kind of that local philosophy and treating people, you know, with respect and problem solving kind of informally, being able to respect what the community wants you to be doing. And then again, you're going to have a lot higher levels of interaction with our citizens here than you would have probably in a bigger metro area.
That's Stuart Curry. He's the director of the Law Enforcement Training Academy at Colorado Mountain College. Curry himself is a graduate of the program, and he says more than 90% of graduates move on to work in local mountain communities. While police agencies do have a specific curriculum set by the state, each academy and its teachers, who are mostly local officers, influence the style of policing.
We've always emphasized in this entire region education over enforcement. And so part of what, you know, now that I'm the director of that program, what I really emphasize with the students is you need to educate people on how things work. You need to be that law enforcement professional and that expert and really tell them how things work and explain kind of the reasons behind that. We've always kind of been more of a spirit of the law instead of a letter of the law kind of a philosophy here, not only at the academy, but in these police agencies around here. I used to always call it the why behind the how.
If police are acting as educators, then they themselves must stay educated. The Carbondale Police Department keeps officers in the know with monthly and annual trainings in areas like firearms, driving, anti-bias, and arrest control, which ranges from using handcuffs properly to the different ways to make a domestic violence arrest or a vehicle stop arrest.
The state has certain requirements, and they're fairly low in general terms. This is an agency that goes well above and beyond what is required, and that's because we choose to do that.
That's Lieutenant Kirk Wilson, who recently relocated from Rifle to step into the role of chief of police. While discussing training, current chief Gene Schilling mentions a buzzword, de-escalation.
De-escalation is all verbal.
An emphasis on verbal policing in the Roaring Fork Valley requires education in Spanish language. The Carbondale Department hosts regular Spanish immersion classes, and the Law Enforcement Training Academy offers a longstanding Spanish course.
I actually started teaching for the first time at the academy in 2005, and I started teaching a Spanish class there. And we were one of the few academies that had a Spanish class, and we really incorporated a lot of cultural elements of the Hispanic community and into that module and making sure that people explain to that segment of the community that we're local law enforcement. We don't do anything with immigration. That's not our concern. Our concern is about the safety and welfare of our residents and the people here in our community, and that includes you.
Education is a small part of the Carbondale Police budget, which is about $1.79 million, according to the 2020 municipal budget. $1.6 million of that budget is for personnel services alone. Another line on that budget? Police equipment, just under $30,000. In addition to the equipment visible on a police officer, each member of the Carbondale Force is issued an AR-15 for barricaded suspect situations, mostly. They train several times a year on those, as well as shotguns that fire beanbags.
They're a non-lethal option. We have never used them, but we train on them.
Chief Schilling says the department doesn't have tear gas or rubber bullets, and he says the Carbondale Force doesn't allow chokeholds, a rule many municipalities and states are implementing in the wake of George Floyd's death. Colorado Democrats presented a state Senate bill last week introducing policies around officer-worn body cameras, reporting on use of force, and the creation of a statewide reporting database, among other actions.
I'm very supportive of stuff like that because it should have a mutual benefit, not only to agencies our size, but agencies that are, you know, thousands of officers.
A more local shift will take place when Chief Schilling retires from the Carbondale Force after a 37-year career. Lieutenant Kirk Wilson has plans for when he steps into the role, including hosting a community police academy and implementing mental health check-ins for the officers.
In the 18 years that I've been an officer in Colorado, I mean, it's getting better all the time. And this is definitely an agency that's looking, how do we add to what we do? How do we better what we do? How do we add value to our community?
KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.